AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Royal Dutch Shell says it's going to stop exploration in Arctic waters off Alaska's coast after it got disappointing results from an exploratory well backed by billions in investment and years of work. The AP's Dan Joling reports from Anchorage the decision comes at a bad economic time for the state.
This is very disappointing for Alaska leaders. Alaska is already in fiscal trouble because of dwindling oil revenues, because the price has fallen so much and traditional sources such as Prudhoe Bay on the North Slope is dwindling.
Environmental groups oppose Arctic offshore drilling. They say industrial activity and more greenhouse gases will harm polar bears, walrus, and ice seals. President Obama has committed the U.S. to a new blueprint to eliminate poverty and hunger around the world.
Perhaps because this is now my seventh year of addressing the General Assembly, I tend to be more blunt. Along with the gray hair, I'm becoming more likely to speak my mind.
He was speaking to the U.N., where the plan is being discussed at a global summit ahead of a meeting of the U.N. General Assembly. Pope Francis met, or at least was seen by millions, during his six-day visit to the U.S. One family he met with Sunday before leaving for home had come a very long way.
Katire Walker, her husband, and their four children left Buenos Aires in March. She says the Pope told them they were crazy to drive to Philly, but she says it was worth it.
This kind of meeting shares the same spirit we want our journey to have, to meet other families, to know other families. The slogan is the family fully alive, and that's how we feel as a family.
The drive took them through 13 countries, and they stayed with numerous families along the way. Julie Walker, Philadelphia.
The Pope announced that the next world meeting of families will be in Dublin. This is AP Radio News. President Obama addressed members of the LGBT community at a Democratic Party fundraiser in New York, saying some Americans are still trying to get comfortable with gay marriage and other changes.
I think that it's important for us to recognize that there's still parts of the country that are getting there, but it's going to take some time.
He noted that everyone in the U.S., regardless of sexual orientation, is protected by a federal hate crimes law he signed in his first year as president, and that federal contractors are barred from terminating employees for being gay. A supermoon and a lunar eclipse had Americans looking up Sunday night if the skies were clear. Laura Danley is an astronomer at the Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles.
Beautiful building on a hilltop overlooking all of Los Angeles. It's packed at Griffith Observatory for this lunar eclipse.
The event occurred on the East Coast in the U.S. at 10:11 p.m. Eastern Time. In Europe, the action unfolds before dawn Monday. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.